Here it is live. Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your host, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right, here it is, the Pops and Low Radio Show. We're live from Apollo, Pennsylvania. We're on location right here in Apollo, Pennsylvania. And to my right, you'll notice it's not Low. It's actually my brother, David.
More handsome.
Well, far more handsome, but not quite as intelligent.
Whoa. Let's see about that.
Well, Logue's a pretty smart guy.
He is, for sure.
That's right. So he's a smart guy. He's going to be logging in pretty soon from Mesa, Arizona. Hopefully he can log in. But we are on location. We're about 25 miles east of Pittsburgh here. And if you notice behind us, we're in a room of death.
Death.
There are heads.
Celebrated death.
Celebrated death, and that's fine, right? And Katie Nussbaum, she's in the room. She says, hello, guys.
Hello, Katie.
Yeah, Katie's here. Yeah, hi, Katie. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I hope Kyle's doing well. And, of course, we got odd news. We got live performances from Dave Smith. Sounds good. We're going to have some special guests on the show. We've got the purveyors of the Gray Feather Farm all-natural skincare products in the room. And, of course, that's Jen and Bob. Jen and Bob's here. They're nodding their heads. And it's okay to applaud. We're in front of a live. There we go. We're in front of a live audience here.
Live audience tonight.
Live audience tonight. So earlier we were telling some really bad jokes. And drunk Cindy, she's to the left of me, and she was knocking stuff over. And Drunk Cindy. She's live here.
We'll be interviewing her later.
Yeah, we might. So Katie says she loves it. Absolutely. We do. And thanks for that. Oh, look out. Yeah. So earlier we were playing left, right, center. Right. And we had a few adult beverages. But I want to talk about it. Actually, I'm really excited about this. We have a new sponsor. And the sponsor is Mythical Beards.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Dave Smith, my brother here, he's actually one of the...
I'm a client.
He's a client of Mythical Beards.
Yeah, the day I found out that they were going to sponsor your show, I actually received another order from Mythical Beards.
That's right.
Just an amazing oil, balm. They sent me a solid cologne also, which is fantastic. And
that's right. I mean, if a cologne, I want mine solid.
That's right. Yeah.
I know what I'm saying?
A little bit goes a long way. And the first night I got it, I took a shower, used the product. I crawled into bed with my wife. She told me how handsome I was. You know, the only problem was the lights were out. So,
hey, beauty is just a light switch away.
That's right.
That was my old saying in college. No offense, Joe. My wife is here. My wife is beautiful with the lights on or off.
That's right. But they do have a great product, a great product line. All the scents are just amazing. So go to the website, mythicalbeards.com. Look what they got. Order something. I'm sure you are not going to be disappointed.
That's right. And, we've got to behave because there may be two special guests in the audience today. And that, of course, would be my father-in-law and mother-in-law. So if you're listening, just prepare yourself. That's all I got to say. Just prepare yourself because it gets a little nutty in here. We do have some odd news stories.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, there he is. Lo just popped into the room. Let's see if he's available. Hey, there he is.
Hey, all right.
We made it.
Can you hear us, Lo?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you as loud, like clear as day, buddy. Clear as day.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so we just talked about Mythical Beards. Have you had the opportunity to try it out yet?
You know what? I haven't. I'm actually really excited to try them out. Here, I'm going to flip you guys around for a second. I'm actually really excited to try them out. That's something that kind of came to fruition, accidentally. Actually, shout out Uncle. Because when he tagged us in there, I guess they were doing some sort of like a giveaway or something. And he tagged us in that, and we reached out to him and were able to make it happen.
Awesome. 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 And I think they do have some stuff on the way, right? They're going to take care of you.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right, good. Well, we do have some odd news stories, and I want to get right to it. And then in a bit, we're going to have Dave Smith is going to play for us in a little bit. And we'll see if drunk Cindy can hang. She's not looking too good. She's not looking well. I give her maybe five more minutes. She can hang, she says. All right. Well, yeah. All right. Well, all right. So odd news story number one. And I don't know what Mauricio and Cheryl are doing, but they're not paying attention. Okay. Well, yeah. Mauricio is an old friend of mine from high school. Good friend of mine. Yeah. And it's good to see him here. So anyway, scientists studying an extraordinarily small chameleon species. This is odd news story number one. Brookesia nana have learned an intriguing fact.
What would that fact be?
Well, while the male of the species might be the smallest reptile in the world, it has disproportionately large genitals.
So it's not the size of the chameleon.
No, it's not.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and there was a song by AC/DC that refers to this chameleon. Big balls. They outlined their discovery last week in the paper Extreme Miniaturization.
Start
of a new...
Miniaturization.
Yeah, there you go. Of a new amnioid.
Oh,
I don't know. Amniote?
We're
there
not
we go.
Scientists.
Yeah, vertebrate. And insights into the evolution of genital size in chameleons, which is published in the journal Scientific Reports. Brooke Ishninana, I don't know. These are stupid words, but a new extremely miniaturized chameleon that is rare and possibly endangered, according to researchers, was found in the rainforests of northern Madagascar. Researchers measured a male and a female specimen. The female measured roughly 28.9 millimeters or 1.13 inches long. Pretty small. Researchers measured a male and a female. Oh, a little Bob. Yep. You always got that guy, right? The guy in the audience. There's always that one guy.
It's not good enough. It's not good enough that he's here. You know, he has to be here and watching it on his phone.
He's like Brick from the middle. You
absolutely.
Know? Yeah. Yeah.
Genitalia.
While the male was smaller at 21.6 millimeters or a little less than an inch long. Now, listen to this. Despite its small stature, researchers said the male had large, apparently fully developed hemipenes.
Testicles to you and me.
Well, in other words, a pair of penises.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. A pair of penises.
Pair.
One's
yeah.
Not enough.
She's down. Yeah. Drunk Cindy is down.
I wonder where they buy their pants.
You know, there was one that had five. He said those pants fit like a glove. In other words, a pair of penises that measured about 2.5 millimeters or 0.09 inches long when fully exposed. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We've got Missy Logan Kelly says, what does one do with a pair of penises? Robert Austin Meyer says, also, a.k.a. Bob.
A.k.a. Bob.
We also know him as Bob.
Bob.
Yeah.
Spell the same way, frontwards or backwards.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you can use both hands.
Oh, no.
I did.
I'm sorry, Granny and Pal. I apologize. In these miniaturized species, the smaller males may simply need larger hemipenes to allow for a better mechanical fit that makes successful copulation with the much larger females possible.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, Mark Schert, one of the authors of the study, tweeted that other chameleon species in the
I think that's Logue's feed.
Oh, that's Logue's feed. Brookesia, a genus also featured small males and larger females. Though the Brookesia nana is believed to be the world's smallest. Scientists have speculated that the remarkable size of these reptiles may be due to the island dwarfism.
Hmm.
How about that? The belief that creatures living on islands such as Madagascar evolved to be a smaller makeup of lack of resources. Hmm. Any comments on that, Lo? We got you live from Mesa, Arizona.
You know, I really don't have too much commentary on miniature bodies with enlarged penises, so.
Or multiple penises, for that matter.
Of peni, I guess you would call them.
Yeah.
Peni. Is that grammatically correct?
I don't know, but I'm assuming cactus, penis, peni, cacti, you know?
Ah, I like it. There you go. There you go. What about deer? Huh? What do you got with that one?
You're right. I saw a deer. That's very confusing.
It is. Many deer.
Or one deer.
Or a deer. That's right.
Right.
One penis is too much some days, Bob says.
That's what she said.
That's what I said.
Or did she?
Or did she? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, Lo, we gotta get some updates. What's going on? What's the weather like? What's going on in Mesa, Arizona? You know, it's 28 and cold here.
Well, it's certainly not 28 here. Yeah, it's
Celsius.
Yeah, I was saying it's pouring hot outside. I would say it's like it's got to be 85. It's ridiculous right now. So it's actually quite humid because we've had quite a bit of rain since you guys have been gone.
Jack, he says, "Don't say don't say
This is my show. I'm gonna say quite a bit of times.
Well, I don't know if he was saying that to you or he was saying it to me. I do have a habit of saying
so idea.
That's okay. That's okay. We will try to avoid that. Hey, Cindy, are you okay? Are you with us? You don't feel good. I wonder if it had anything to do with like the half a bottle of booze you drank.
We got a thumbs up.
Yeah, she's left, right, and center.
Hey, you know how to make a woman say all night?
Huh?
Duct tape.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So Robert Bob, aka Bob, he says doesn't go well with two penises. Well, I don't know, Bob.
I've never had two penises, so I wouldn't know.
Oh,
we don't
drug Cindy has had two penises.
Wow, that worked. Woke her up.
She said,
all right, he's back.
No need for duct tape there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think we need to bring Cindy on and tell us all about these two penises.
No,
let's not do that. That's not do that.
Logue, just be thankful you're not here.
Yeah. Man. Jen says, wish you were here, Logan.
You know what? I wish I could say the same.
Did you notice we're in the room of death?
Celebrated death.
I noticed. Yeah. So
celebrated death.
Right.
Yep. And you know, maybe one or two more drinks. Drunk Cindy might be hanging on the wall.
Man.
Oh boy. Well, you know, you're gonna have that. You're just gonna have. You're right about that. You're gonna have. It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Logue, we used to go fishing when we were kids. Well, not when we were kids.
When you were a child, I was not there.
That's correct. And when you were a child, I was your father.
That's right.
And I'm still your father, actually, now that you're an adult. None of that changed. Right. Have you ever had a 7-inch long fish stuck in your throat?
I don't like the segue between the last odd news. <article. laughs>
Cindy says she has.
Yeah,
and not to confuse anyone, that's still drunk Cindy. Yeah. Same Cindy.
We need to start putting parental advisories on these shows.
Absolutely.
Well, that's right. Holy mackerel, Bob says. That's pretty good. That's good. Someone's going to call the CODs. Oh.
we'll let that one hang out there.
That's right.
Whoa, easy.
Yeah, someone's going to need a sturgeon. I think Cindy. Cindy's going to. Let's see here. Yeah, what's your name? Marlon. Yeah. That was a good one. That was good. Anyway, a 24-year-old man almost choked to death after a small fish got lodged in his throat after a bizarre fishing accident.
That's pretty bizarre.
Oh, any thoughts on that so far?
No, I'll let you continue.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Drunk Cindy said, yeah, like,
that's too bad.
That's too bad. Yeah. She's like, what a novice. I don't know what that means. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yep. Colombian media recently reported the case of a young man from the county's Pivaje municipality. Have you been there?
I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been. Good fishing, I heard. Who almost lost his life in a very peculiar fishing accident. The man whose name has not been revealed. Yeah. You don't want to reveal your name after that.
No.
You know, choking on a 7-inch fish. The man whose name has not been revealed was reportedly fishing for his family on January 23rd when he managed to catch a fish. He had just finished removing the hook when he noticed that another fish was pulling on the other line. Apparently, he had two poles in the water. Speaking of two penises. Two poles in the water. Easy peasy, drunk Cindy says. Unwilling to let it swim away with the bait, the fisherman put the caught fish in his mouth and rushed to grab the other fishing rod. Only the fish had other plans. According to the local reporters, the man didn't bite on the fish hard enough, so the slippery creature managed to wiggle itself from his bite and slide down his throat. I'm telling you, just, yeah. That's right. The fish had, well,
I bet he told all his friends it was this big.
Oh, boy. I still don't know what that means. Into the throat where it became lodged. Sydney, have you ever had that happen? Luckily, the fish that the man had swallowed. Crickets.
That was painful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. I lost my play. Okay, luckily the fish that the man had swallowed was reportedly of the Majora family, which are known for their compressed bodies, so it didn't completely obstruct the flow of air. The 24-year-old fisherman reportedly walked to the Santander Hera Hospital by himself, but before he could tell the doctors there exactly what had happened, as he could barely even breathe. He kept pointing to his throat, but it was only apparent that there was a fish stuck there after an x-ray was performed.
You mean like nobody looked down, at, like open your mouth?
I guess not.
Yeah, the fish that size, you're seeing it flop around.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Tail or something.
Something.
Yeah. You have to.
Ah, Bob says you bet your bass. Yeah, that was pretty good. 6 inches would have been fine, Bob says. Katie says I hate it when that happens.
That's Kyle that hates that when that happens.
Oh, Kyle. I apologize. I see Nussbaum and immediately I get confused. The fish was removed during an emergency procedure that was filmed by members of the medical staff who wanted to immortalize the rare occurrence. You don't get to see this type of thing every day. After all, the patient was hospitalized for 2 days and made a full recovery.
I wonder if farmers covered that.
Jeez.
Logan got it.
I got it.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
Farm late hang.
We are farmers.
All right. Drunk Cindy tuned in right there. That was pretty good.
That was good. Enough free sponsorship.
Yeah. So anyway, at this moment in time, I think we ought to bring up Jen and Bob.
Okay.
What do you think? Yeah. What do you think?
A good thing.
Yeah, because we want to talk about, well, maybe Jen or Bob or Bob and Jen. Jen and Bob?
Both of us.
Or Jen? Should we, let's do this here.
This is getting painful.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yep.
Come on down.
You're the next visitor and guest on the Pops and Low Radio Show. outfit, like, you know, the
yeah,
Price is Right kind of outfit.
That's right. Yeah, you're gonna have to kneel, Bob.
Yeah, you're a little.
Oh, Neil and Bob.
Neil and Bob.
I don't even know what that means. All right, so yeah, we have Jen and Bob, and you guys are the purveyors of the all natural skincare products.
Gray Feather Farm.
Gray Feather Farm.
Yeah. So tell us about Gray Feather Farm. How did you get started? Why in the world you would milk an emu or whatever you guys do to the emus?
I do that, by the way.
He does. That's Rob's job.
By hand.
Started off as we moved into Eastern Pennsylvania and we had a little bit of land and I wanted something to raise. It was easy because I'm lazy. I don't want anything that smacks of work or effort.
Like kids.
Kind of, yeah.
No, so we had too many of them.
So we came across the emu and it seemed to be an interesting
creature. It's emu.
Emu.
I say emu. I'm way off on that.
Emu, emu.
All right.
Potato, potato.
Gotcha.
Tomato.
Potato spud.
So I started looking at it and I thought, oh my gosh, look at all the health benefits that this emu oil has. Mm-hmm. So research studies after research study showed all these benefits. And as a nurse, I said, well, you know what? This is big.
And, let me ask you this, because we want to make this very interesting. Does an emu have multiple penises?
No.
No, it has a kloakwa.
We talked about this.
It has a kloakwa.
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah. Kloakwa. Kloakwa.
We're back to this. Logue's
favorite subject.
Yeah, Logue, tell us all about that fossilized kloakwa we found, we read about.
I still think we're saying it wrong.
Is it?
Kloakwa.
Look, you're sitting in a room with people that have higher education than I do, so ask one of them.
It's spelled Cynthia, but it's pronounced Cynthia.
I don't kill emu.
All right. All right. Well, that was Drunk Cindy. Thanks, Drunk Cindy. All right. So, yeah. So the emu has a kloakwa and a single penis.
Yes.
All right. Good. Let's carry on.
Yeah. So we started researching all the benefits that this had. And I said, you know, this, I kind of maybe want to do more into more natural instead of Western medicine and medicines and, you know, artificial everything. I just decided that we could do something with this. So
Logan says three sheets to the wind.
That would be four.
Yeah.
That would be four. It's difficult virtually. Don't want to interrupt. Yeah. No worries, Logan. You pipe right in. You are the co-host of this show.
Absolutely. So we just started with a couple products, and more people started to ask when we were going to have more. Mm-hmm. So whenever the crack attack came about, that was Bob's name. He created the name for that. And
crack attack.
He said, it's catchy. Let's go with it. Mm-hmm. And so far that is our biggest seller and it's doing amazing. And it's helped people with eczema, psoriasis. And I can't be happier when I see people and children and family members that it's helping. And that's all I did it for, you know?
Awesome. Awesome. And so what other type of products? You've got the crack attack, which is for like dry skin, eczema, that type of stuff. What else is in the line of products that you got?
Well, we have the lip balm. We have the emu oil, the straight emu oil. Straight emu oil can be used for anything. Burns, rashes, bruises, surgical wounds.
French fries.
No.
Could.
No.
Probably not.
What, fried up in there?
Why not?
No.
Yeah. Have you tried it? See? No, you guys are poo-pooing the idea.
I'm guessing no.
You're poo-pooing the idea. Go ahead. Sorry.
Untapped market.
Untapped market. Thank you very much, Logue.
For burns, you know, I have people that it should be in your emergency first aid kit. Mm. Sunburns and bee stings and you name it. It's phenomenal. It's the only oil that goes through all layers of your skin right down to the bone. No other oil does that. So
I use it every time I get a bee sting, which happens often on our property.
I bet.
Yeah. Because he doesn't wear shoes.
That's right.
And I don't wear shoes.
Do you know where a bee goes to the bathroom, like by the way?
Yeah.
At the BP gas station.
The B.
Yes.
So yeah, it is. And you know what? The oil's amazing for that.
Oh, my bad.
Jeez.
I am a horrible sound effects person.
She's been trying to have this conversation for 9 minutes now.
Like dogs or horses have hot spots, little wounds or whatever. And even if they go to lick it off, it's fine. It's healthy. It's natural. It's not going to hurt them. So it's everything.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah.
She's good.
We need a drunk Cindy cam is what we need. No. Hey, there's Cheryl. How you doing, Cheryl?
So we want to thank everybody. We just love being on your show and that you support us. And you have a few of your listeners and friends who have purchased our products. And
that's right.
We're just so happy that to be a supporter of your show. And we're just going to continue to keep supporting you and telling everyone about you. Because this should awesome. This should be viral.
Well, it should be. Yeah. You know, but I don't run the internet. How about you, Lo? What do you think, buddy?
Look, we really appreciate you guys. I mean, it was a really big deal whenever we did get an opportunity to, you know, match up with you guys. You guys were one of the first, I mean, original sponsors. And I love the fact that, you know, you guys are very knowledgeable about your product too. So I definitely appreciate that. But it's been a lot of fun. I mean, keeping you guys in the chat definitely makes life easier.
It's all Bob. He's quiet now, but just wait.
Yeah.
It's because the camera's on. Quiet
right now. That's because the camera's on. He's camera shy.
Much better right. type.
Right.
That's right.
And he's on his knees.
Yeah.
Not my knees. My knees.
My knees. All right. Well, let's give a big round of applause.
Thanks, everyone.
To Jen and Bob.
Love Pops and Lou.
Oh, wow. Added the sound effect for that. Yeah.
Yeah, you like that. All right. So I think what we're going to do, we're going to have Dave grab his guitar. And we're going to do a little ditty. Woo! What do you think? Anybody up for a little yes. ditty from Dave Smith?
Smitty, I'm back. Smitty. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Katie gives a round of applause. Thanks, Katie. We appreciate that. That's right. And while he's getting ready, we also, speaking of Katie, Nut Tree Designs
company
on Etsy. They make phenomenal products. I got to tell you, absolutely beautiful. You know, the sign, the Say What You Will radio sign, that was actually made by the Nussbaums, by Nut Tree Designs, and it's phenomenal. So let's give a shout out to Kyle Nussbaum. Crank it to 11, he says.
Katie nice. Kyle, right?
Yeah, Katie and Kyle.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
I appreciate them.
Yeah, that's right. Nut Tree Designs on Etsy. So this is I'm going to go ahead and mute my microphone. And we'll turn it over to Dave Smith.
How you doing, everybody? It's great to be on Pops and Low again. You might have seen me. I think it was episode 9 that Ethan and I were on, I believe. But this is an old song I've been working on revamping my live show. It's an old Dave Mason song. Maybe you all remember. I've been away. Haven't seen you in a while. How've you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? It's not the same since you lost your feel for me. So we'll leave it alone. Cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy. There ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. Ooh, oh, oh. Going back to a place that's far away. How about you? Do you have a place to stay? And do you think out, trying to get along. We were friends. Now it's the end of our love song. So we'll leave it alone, because we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. It's only you and me, and we just disagree. Ooh, 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 yeah. So we'll leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. Ooh, oh, oh.
Thank you. All right, we're back. That was awesome. Do you got another one in yet, or do you want to wait a little bit?
Oh, maybe a little bit later.
All right, that sounds good. That sounds good. I said, you got another one in yet, and Cindy looked up. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea what that means. Lo, how did that sound on your end, buddy?
Sounded good as always, Unc.
Oh, he's muted. Oh, there we go. Sorry, I had you on mute.
Muted me. I did.
How dare you? I'm so sorry.
How dare you?
How did that sound on your end?
Unc, it always sounds good, sir.
All right, good.
Thank you, Lo.
Of course.
All right. Well, we got, let's see what else we got on the docket here. You know, has anybody ever shoveled snow here in Pennsylvania before?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Cindy raised her hand. We got Jen. Yeah, okay. Everybody seems to have shoveled snow.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania. Did you know that people can die shoveling snow?
All the time.
Well, we got a story here. There were three Pennsylvania neighbors, and they're dead after shoveling snow.
Is that the headline?
That's end of the story.
That's the end of the story.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're dead.
They're dead.
We were going to interview them, but they're dead.
Yeah. I wanted to have them on the show.
All dead.
But they're all dead. Well, a fight erupted is what happened. You would think it would be a heart attack, something like that, or maybe even something nice like the COVID. But it was actually, yeah, they got in a fight. A fight that erupted over snow shoveling allegedly led to a Pennsylvania man shooting two of his neighbors to death, authorities said. The fatal gun violence occurred in Plains Township, about 15 miles southwest of Scranton. Yeah, that's your area.
I wonder if Biden knew them.
Yeah. That's right.
Sorry.
You ain't shoveling shit.
Nope.
No, it's about snow.
Yeah. We're not talking about excrement. The fatal gun violence occurred in Plains Township, about 15 miles southwest of Scranton, after 2 feet of snow blanketed the area, officials say. Just before 9 a.m. on Monday, Plains Township police officers responded to a report of shots fired in a residential neighborhood and discovered 50-year-old James Goy and 48-year-old wife Lisa Goy lying dead in the street in front of their home, according to a joint statement by Luzerne County District Attorney Stephanie...
Luzerne County.
That's totally different. Residents in the area directed police officers to a house across the street from the Goy's home, but as they approached the front door, a gunshot rang out, the official said. Inside the house, police found 47-year-old James Spade, deceased. Spade. Now, this is about shoveling snow, and the guy's name is Spade. You knew something like that would happen eventually. Deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, officials said. Neighbors told investigators that Spade and the Goys had been engaged in a long-running feud that reached a boiling point on the snowiest day of the year. The Goys were shoveling the snow from their parking spots, shoveling the snow across the road, and throwing the snow onto Spade's property, Salavantis and Blinker said in a statement. Witnesses told investigators that Spade asked the couple to stop, sparking a heated exchange of words. Words.
Words. Use your words.
Words.
They kept shoveling snow on his property and he could kill himself. Fucking fucked up, man.
Well, Sydney. Tell us how you really feel over there.
Brought to you by Gray Feather Parties.
Let's talk about the Espinoza group. Could we? No, I'm just kidding. James Goy apparently threw a tool at Spade that he'd been using to clear the snow from his car, according to statement. When James Goy approached Spade with a raised fist, Spade reportedly retreated into his house and fetched a gun, the official said. The Goys... Oh, my goodness. You know, I wish you could see what we see. The Goys proceeded to yell at him, and using expletives, the parties called each other names. Salavantis and Blinker said in a statement, adding that the episode was captured on surveillance video. Mr. Goy then threatened Spade, and in his is seen making obscene gestures at him. Seconds later, Spade returns holding a handgun. Oh, boy. The officials said despite seeing Spade with a gun, James and Lisa Goy continued shouting names at him. From the middle of the street, Spade allegedly opened fire on the couple, shooting both of them multiple times. Officials said Spade then went back into his house and retrieved another firearm, which he reportedly used to shoot them again.
It sounds like overkill.
Oh.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about that, Logue? A little commentary?
You know, never been in a situation where something as simple as snow turned into not only fisticuffs, but armed assault. So, you know, just being that I don't have too much experience in that area, not quite sure. But, I mean, that's definitely one way to piss off your neighbor, straight shovel your snow into their yard.
That's right. And if you're here from the Pittsburgh area, you'll know that they save spots, right, with their, like, lawn chairs and garbage cans, and you just don't mess with that, right?
Yeah, that's you
right.
Don't move that.
That's like a
that's sacred.
That's a sacred thing, right? So you don't want to be shoveling snow and throwing snow on someone else's property, yeah, or
especially
parking.
You know, if you already shoveled, and they're right. Throwing snow back on a part of. You know, your driveway or whatever that you shoveled.
Right. That. That's
he
right.
He was definitely cold hearted.
When was the last time Low even saw snow? I'm sorry.
Like, Low, when is the last time you? Oh, don't. When is the last time you saw snow? Somebody asked here in the crowd. And by the way, we have about 300 people here in the live audience today, and I want to thank everybody for showing up. That's right. Yeah, you could only hear about 10 of them, but there's about 300 people.
No, it sounds about 300. No, it wasn't that long ago, actually. I don't remember what we were up north for, but it wasn't that long ago. But not snow like that. Flagstaff doesn't get snow of that nature.
Yeah, that's right.
Western coast snow is not the same as eastern.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. I'm sorry.
Rolling forward.
That's right. Right. That's right. Yeah. Again, you can't see what we can see.
All good.
That's right.
Rolling forward.
So, we were going to have, Ethan do a little rap, but are you down, buddy?
Yes.
Are you down?
Oh, come on.
I mean, if he doesn't want to.
He wants to. Oh, come on, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe later. All right. Yeah.
Let them prepare.
Let's get a beats. Beat together
prepare.
Get it. Let's prepare. We'll get Lee. Yeah, we'll get. We got all kinds of things coming in. You got to keep rolling, man. We're dragging here. Logue says, I appreciate that. That's right. All right. So let's get back to the next odd news story. Let's see where it is. I lost my place here, and that happens sometimes.
Yep.
What the heck? I'm having all kinds of issues here.
Trying to get it rolling here.
Yeah. So, all right. Here we go. All right. This is a pretty good one. You know, sometimes, does anybody here have like an ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend that you'd like to get maybe back at them at all? Anybody?
No, I don't.
No?
That's a safe answer.
No ex-boyfriends.
No ex-boyfriend. Boyfriend or girlfriend, you know? Well, this is interesting. This is out of Kentucky. You know where Kentucky is, right, Logue?
Nope.
No? Yeah,
well, they probably see each other all the time because they're related.
Right. Well, that's right. When you want to break up with your sister, it's extra difficult. Because you're still related, you know, right. You still got to see each other at the family reunions.
That's right. You share a bathroom.
Well, down in Kentucky, that's right. Oh my goodness. This is going off the rails. I appreciate the people that are hanging in there. I don't know if I'm sure we've lost a lot of fans today. That's fine. A Kentucky animal shelter is raising funds by offering jilted lovers the chance to have cats do their business on their names.
Oh, no.
Of their exes. That's right. That's right. So the Lexington Humane Society said donors can pay $10 to get some retribution. Oh, see what he did there, Logue?
That's a pun.
I did. I caught that.
All right. Horrible. Retribution. For their broken hearts by having their ex's name inscribed on the inside of litter boxes to be used by the shelter's cats.
Okay.
Oh, Kelly says head sockets in the house. Excuse me. Pardon me. Flagstaff is actually the snowiest metropolitan area in the lower 48, Bob says. Where were you 10 minutes ago, Bob? We're now talking about cat poop.
Yeah.
Our adoptable kitties have your back and will dump all over your ex, the shelter said in a Facebook post. Are you paying attention, Drunk Cindy? All right, good. Just want to make sure. Cats can be spiteful creatures, and trust us, they are more than happy to take a number two on your former number one.
That's solid advertising.
Well, you know.
I wonder how much business they actually get.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'd like to like
that tax deductible.
Yeah, maybe it is.
That's right.
It's you That's can a write off. Write it off as a gift.
Right, write it off as business.
It's as a business expense. That's right. Exactly.
Well, the cat's doing his business, so that counts, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. The dumps for the dumped is what it's called. Promotion ends February 12th, but the litter boxes will remain in place until February 15th to ensure they get plenty of use on Valentine's Day.
Ooh, 6 days left, people.
Yeah, so if you want to get, if you want to have a cat poop on your ex's name, there you go. There you go. Logue, you're going to have to rescue us. We're just falling apart here in Apollo, Pennsylvania.
Well, seeing that there's quite a bit more adult beverage floating around that area. Sounder mind.
It's only possible.
All right. Well. Yeah. So, oh, my God.
What do we got next?
I don't know.
Head socket.
Nope. He says no.
Here's what we got next. Let's go over our sponsors real quick because there's a bunch of people that we missed.
Oh, I'll run
down the list for us.
Okay, please do. Please save the show.
So, obviously, we talked about Gray Feather. That's a big one for us. We appreciate you guys. We talked a little bit about Nut Tree Design Co's. Same thing. They're out on Etsy. Able to find them there. But I wasn't here for the intro. That was my fault. But if he kept the same intro, we got to give a big shout out to Andrew Jones, our voiceover artist. He's always a good one. Appreciate you, Andrew. rocking the Espinoza Group hat. I'm a little disappointed you didn't.
Oh, well, I'm on blast.
I mean, hey, you're going to travel all that way. Got to do it.
Yeah, you know what? I actually have it, I think, in my suitcase somewhere. Yeah,
that's a good place for it.
Well, you know.
Another big shout out to Wiley Beats for still doing all that production for us.
That's right.
We talked a little bit about Mythical Beards, but we do have a new sponsor, the Arizona Cactus Football League, semi-professional football league out here in Arizona. That'll be featured more. Yeah.
That's right.
That'll be featured more on the Undrafted GM show, but still, they sponsor the network all the way around, so that's a big one for us for sure.
Go Spartans!
That's right.
Go Spartans. That's right. Go Spartans.
That's right. So as of right now, that's the list. If any of you lovely 300 people want to start throwing more money, that's feel free.
That's right. And Logue, I have a question for you. And this is a serious question. Katie Nessbaum says, so cool. Good job, guys. We appreciate that, Katie. Have you ever had your head stuck in a microwave and filled with concrete?
I haven't had my head stuck anywhere before, let alone a microwave or filled with concrete.
Well, that actually happened to a young man. All right.
Keep going.
I'm sorry.
I had my head in the toilet once.
Yeah. Did anybody flush it?
Yeah, it's called a swirly.
A swirl.
Come on now.
Well, it was Friday afternoon, and I'm finding myself watching a video of a guy who cemented his head inside a microwave.
Oy.
Welcome to 2021, everyone, where common sense no longer matters. In the video below, I don't have the video, and I apologize for that, but 22-year-old Jimmy J. Swingler from the YouTube channel TGF Bro put his head inside a bag in a microwave and, well, filled it with concrete.
Nice.
The incident took place in Ford House's Wolverhampton, United Kingdom. British.
Yeah, there you go. That makes sense.
There you go.
Those Brits.
There you go.
Damn Brits.
That's right. Well, you know, it says it was really dumb. Yeah, it could have killed him. Yeah, it nearly did. In the video, Swingler said he was struggling to breathe, leading his co-hosts to try to break him out of the microwave. Let's see here. Swingler had an air tube to help him breathe while he was inside the microwave, but of course, the expansion of the concrete blocked the airflow. He was lucky to be alive. His friends failed to get him out of the microwave, so they called the emergency service. It's safe to say they were not pressed. It took an hour to free him from the microwave. Services could have been assisting other people.
This guy's got a hard head.
Stubborn.
Yeah. Just turn it on, right? On high?
Dude.
While our crews were in attendance to the incident, they were unable to attend any other incidents. Simon Woodward, the station commander of the West Midlands Fire Service, said in the statement, if we're attending incidents that are YouTube videos where we have people who have been irresponsible, those crews are unable to attend those life-saving incidents. I'd like to remind everybody not to put their lives at risk for the sake of other people's entertainment.
Always put your life at risk for the sake of other
people. And that was 100%. Drunk, Cindy.
Couldn't agree more.
That's right.
What
that's
is right. Quality content these days?
That's right. What is quality content? Your head stuck in the microphone.
Content, yep, exactly.
That's right. Well, he added that the charge of wasting the time of the fire and ambulance services for the prank would usually cost £650 or $830 American dollars. However, as Swingler's life was actually in danger, they couldn't or they wouldn't be charging him.
At what point did that become like a challenge, or like who decided that particular instance was the best way to use concrete?
Well, that's a good question. That's right. That's right. That concrete could have been so many other things.
Shoes.
For that guy in particular.
Concrete shoes. That's right. All right. Well, it's about 9 minutes till the hour, the top of the hour. We had something thrown to us here. Let's see what that says.
It's dollar bills.
Oh, was that what it was? Yeah. It was money?
Hey, keep that. Put that in the business.
I'm getting tips. I'm getting tips.
Jeez.
I should have worn my
G-string.
My G-string right. And my Espinosa hat.
Man, same time. Enough marketing for you.
I've got enough money here for another game of left, right, center. That's all pretty right. Good. That's pretty good. Logue, well.
Logan said throw money at you. That's what I'm doing. I'm throwing money at you.
That's
I
right.
Appreciate it.
All right. How's head socket? Well used. Head socket. Okay.
All right, cool.
Head socket's working. All right. So let's turn the show back over to Dave Smith. You got a second one for us?
Yeah, I have to run and go get a different car. So
All right. Well, now
we can talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves. Give me a minute.
That's what I'm here for.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I'm here to hear the sound of my own voice.
Dad jokes again.
Yeah, well, that's right. We'll get back into some jokes. Logue, do you know any jokes off the top of your head?
I don't know a single joke right now other than my financial situation.
That was pretty good.
There you go.
Tell us what you guys are doing. Like, what's Logan doing with this new sports thing?
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that. That's right. We got the undrafted GM that's going to be on in a little bit here. And we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little Super Bowl.
Here's a good one. Tom Brady.
Ah, man. Going for history. But we'll save that sort of talk for then. But yeah, you know what? I mean, there's a lot going on right now.
Like this year.
What do you got, Jen?
What's the Super Bowl going to be like this year now that there's no crowd?
We're going to be talking about that on the undrafted
save
GM.
That. Yeah, save that question.
That's, right. That's okay. A great question. That's Pop, great. Yes, sir.
Let's do this. Let's get some Q&A with the audience going.
All right. Q&A with the audience.
Some people there. Weirdest food they've ever eaten.
Weirdest food you've ever eaten.
Raw shrimp.
Fish eye soup, right? And the pork fat. And the sea urchin.
I might have to say Kelly's meatballs last night.
Oh!
Weirdest.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sea urchin.
All right, sea urchin.
How was that prepared?
How do you prepare a sea urchin, Logue wants to know.
I have no idea. This was when we worked at China Palace and they fed us. Remember in the afternoon.
Frog legs.
Dried squid.
Dried squid.
Wow, that sounds pretty awful.
Chicken feet.
Yep. Yeah. I had gecko penis and there it came in at two. I had two of them.
Two of them. In a pair. So it was like a
right.
combo.
Right. Yeah, that's right. They call them gecko fries.
The strangest thing is they only have one ball.
But it's a big one.
Yeah, that's weird. All right.
Is he ready to go?
That's horrible.
Wow, we filled in like 2 minutes. That was of just horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah. It was entertaining. Yeah, Katie says the same, Lo.
Man.
All right, so we got one more song here by Dave, and then we'll go from there.
How's that?
That was short.
Okay. That's what she said.
What she said.
But did she? This one. Gonna send it out to our good friend Cindy.
Come down from your throne, leave nobody alone. Somebody must change. You are the reason I've been waiting there so long. Somebody holds the key. Cause I'm near the end and I just ain't got the time. Oh, cause I'm wasted and can't find my way home.
Hey!
So come down from your throne, leave your body low. Somebody must change. You are the reason I've been waiting there so long. Somebody holds the key. But I'm near the end and I just ain't got the time. Ooh, yeah, I'm wasted and I can't find my way home. I ain't done nothing wrong. Can't find my way home. I ain't done nothing wrong. Can't find my way home. 'Cause I'm near the end and I just ain't got the time. Oh, yeah, I'm wasted it. Can't find my way home.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, this one.
All right.
There it is.
There we go. There we go. Oh, well.
That was an abrupt quit.
Cover me up.
Please. I'm taking
this. That one go out to Cindy, too?
No. No, not that one.
Oh, boy. Oh, my. Ah.
That's better.
A heart on the run, keeps his hand on the gun, can't trust anyone. And I was so sure what I needed was more. Tried to shoot out the sun. And the days when we raged, we flew off the page. Such damage was done. But I made it through, 'cause somebody knew I was meant for someone. So girl, leave your boots by the bed. We ain't leaving this room. So someone needs medical help, or the magnolia's blue. It's cold in this house and I ain't going out to chop wood. So cover me up, know you're enough to use me for good. Fade to the test when I tore off your dress in Richmond, all right. But I sobered up and I swore off that stuff forever this time. And the old lover sing it found it be me who helped get home. And home was a dream, one that I'd never seen. till you came along. So girl, hang your dress up to dry, we ain't leaving this room till Percy Breeze breaks open wide and the river runs through. It carries this house on the stones like a piece of driftwood. So cover me up, know you're enough to use me for good. So girl, leave your boots by the bed, you ain't leaving this room till someone needs medical help and the magnolia's blue. It's cold in this house and I ain't going out to chop wood. So cover me up, know you're enough to use me for good. So cover me up, know you're enough to use me for good.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. And that was pretty good. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Did Head Socket, is he coming back or are we going to, should we just, nobody knows.
That's all right. We can keep rolling. We got anything else, Pop?
That's really about it. I mean, I am completely out of odd news. We went through the odd news stories. That was so good, Katie Nussbaum says.
Oh, thank you, Katie.
Absolutely. We appreciate that. Logan, we got your sports show coming up in just a bit. And that's the undrafted GM. We're going to be talking about the Super Bowl and everything else, NFL. Anything else that you have to add?
No. So for that, I'm going to do it a little bit different today since you got a quote-unquote live audience. Because some people, obviously, we still have some people in the comments, Kyle and Katie and them. But feel free to, for that one, we're going to ask questions and stuff like that, too, because I know there's a couple of people that had questions and things like that. That way we could open it up a little bit more. But no, that's all I got for right now. We'll see what next week holds.
That's right. All right. So we will be back in just about what time? Head Socket is coming.
He's ready.
Oh, he's writing something?
Yeah. So let me just ask. Okay, so while we're waiting.
Okay, yeah.
How was your drive out here from Arizona? What was the strangest thing you saw on your drive?
Great question. Let's use them.
The strangest thing that we saw coming out from Arizona, what would you say? I would say maybe that tank that we came across in the middle of nowhere. Cadillac Ranch. There you go. I think that's got to be it. Cadillac Ranch is out in the middle of nowhere, Texas, outside of Amarillo, where there are 10 Cadillacs that are buried up to like the middle of the roof. But they're nose deep, so they're trunk in with the trunk sticking up out of the air, and people from all over the place go there with cans of spray paint to spray paint their name on it or whatever. And one of the funniest things was there was a big no littering sign when you walked in, and just below that was a massive bag of garbage. Yeah, and I'll post pictures later, but there's garbage everywhere, like spray paint cans, masks, just garbage everywhere. So that was probably, I would have to say, that's got to be the weirdest thing I've seen.
I have a question for you.
All right, Jennifer.
So
So I'm from the East Coast. The first time that I have driven to the West Coast, crossed Oklahoma, Kansas, I saw signs on the highway that said, do not drive into smoke. Never seen that. Okay, East Coast, right?
Right.
First time we're seeing that sign. What?
Forest fires, I would think.
What does that mean? Do not drive into smoke.
Forest fires. Yeah.
It's because you can get cut off, like, especially up in like California. And if you go northwest, if you drive into smoke, when they try to control it, they'll actually close down parts of the road. But if you're stuck there, you're stuck there.
Probably.
You know, here on the East Coast, we see deer crossing.
That's right.
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 And there are plenty of them.
Yeah. And out there, Coast is like, don't drive into smoke.
Don't drive into smoke.
Yeah, you know, they put those deer crossing signs up like in the busiest parts of the highway. You would think like they'd put them like somewhere down the line where there's a stop sign or something. So, you know, then the deer could cross there.
And the other thing,
there it is.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
The first time I ever saw it, it was the warning for the hump. What was it called? The hump.
Speed humps.
Speed humps.
Yeah, they're like speed bumps, but they're not as bad. They're a little
worse. They're wider.
They're smoother. So they're not as. Is he ready? We got it?
So this isn't getting
ready. Huh?
No, he's not.
Okay, good. All right.
So speed humps and speed bumps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So first time I saw speed humps, they're wider.
That's right.
They're thicker.
Thicker.
Yeah, it's up there on the list of street signs. Steven.
To go over it.
Yes. It's like my humps.
Right.
My luscious lady lumps.
Right.
Very similar to that. Very similar to that. Black Eyed Peas.
Right.
I like that song.
Do you?
Sing it.
Do you? Yeah, we'll need an acoustic version.
My luscious lady bumps.
All right, well, yeah, here we go. All right, so Head Socket's not going to be able to make it, and he has some homework to do, he found out. So
hey,
we're going to give a shout out right now to Head Socket. You ready? No, that's not it whatsoever.
Not it. You were not even close there.
There it is.
I got 40 on a dash, don't know where I'm at, just wanna go fast, count my cash, you put me on blast, never coming back, yeah I guess, I'ma run it back, move it nevertheless, now I'm back, I put on my mask, try and make it happen, got 13 in my taxes, stuff added in a mattress, I'm just trying to rake, with a dame, not an actress, trained like a basket, straight in a casket, stay in my place, with my heart made of plastic.
Run it back again, don't matter when. If you look at me and wanna take a chance, I know you're young and I know you're dumb, and we're running from the avalanche. I know you better than my grandmother, I swear that's true. And if you look at me with honest eyes, I promise you that nothing but my music running circles in my head, and may nobody else hear the words we never meant. I found myself locked in my room, I'm on my own when I'm with you. Well, the world won't stop spinning, so why did I want it to? And everybody goes through the way I'm feeling, so my fit ain't nothing new. Now tell me who am
I? Alright, that's Head Socket, and of course that's my nephew, Ethan Smith. And Ethan, where can people find your music? Nowhere. Yeah, on Ethan Smith on SoundCloud. You can find all of his music there. We want to give a shout out to Drunk Cindy. She is completely out. She's gonzo. But she loved the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we're going to call it a wrap for the night. Everybody that was in the chat room, we thank you for being here. We want to thank you for our live audience. Woo! Out here in Apollo, Pennsylvania, we want to give a huge shout out to Dave Smith and his music abilities. And we'll be back in about, what time? 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Arizona time for the undrafted GM. So that's in about 50 minutes, 50 minutes. And we'll see you back then. Thanks, Logue, for joining us from Mesa. We'll see you back in just, I don't know, a few minutes or so. Sound good?
I think you muted him again.
He's gone. He left. He said goodbye. All right. Well, that's it for the Pops and Low Radio Show. We will see you all next weekend again at 5 p.m. Yay.